Welcome back to the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN with Cardinal World Series champion Brad Thompson and Chris Ronji. I'm Randy Carricker, and it's time to shine our senior spotlight on Lindenwood dance team member Kirsten Pruitt, who joins us now on the Brown and Crouppen Celebrity Line. Kirsten, good to have you with us. How are you today?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Well, Kirsten, everybody looks forward to their senior year, whether it's going on to grad school, maybe you're going on to a career, but like you look forward to it in its entirety. Unfortunately for you and other seniors, this hasn't been a senior year like we've ever had before. I mean, how are you handling things right now? When things got shut down, I mean, what are you doing now? How has your life changed?
It definitely was hard initially because, like you said, we do look so forward to it. It was different getting adapted to online classes and being back home. Was definitely strange for me because this time of year is usually my crazy busy time of year because it is our competition season and we're getting so ready for nationals. But I've been trying to look on the bright side and appreciate the little things that I get to do, like getting to see my family and my dog and hang out at my house. And yeah, so I've been trying to look on the bright side and appreciate everything as much as I can.
That does have to be difficult, though, because, I mean, like for all of us, you have a schedule in mind where you're thinking, okay, I have this many months, this many weeks to do all of these things, and this is going to happen, and then the next thing after that is this is going to happen, and then graduation. When you have all that stuff in your mind, and it's just totally taken away, and you don't get to finish a lot of it, How are you handling that, like that unfinished business sort of feeling that a lot of us have?
It's definitely strange to kind of approach it. I think when I sit back and think about it, it feels kind of unreal to me. But I've been trying to take it one day at a time and just tackle one thing at a time and accomplish things one by one, and not let myself dwell on the things that I'm missing out on or I'm upset about, but also allow myself to be able to grieve the losses that I have.
Lindenwood senior Kirsten Pruitt with us and in the senior spotlight here on 101 ESPN. So Kirsten, your Lindenwood Lionettes dance team had won a championship in jazz your freshman year, and then again in your sophomore year, and then as a junior, you won a hip-hop title, and you were planning to go and win another one this year in Daytona. How did you find out that you weren't going to be able to go down and win another championship?
Well, we had been practicing for our entire spring break week, so Monday through Friday. And on that Friday practice, our coaches had a meeting with the head of athletics at our university. And they sat us down at the beginning of the practice in a circle, and they just told us that we were not going to be able to attend anymore.
Do you have, looking back, because Randy mentioned a bunch of really cool accolades over your 4 years there at Lindenwood on the dance team. Do you have one of the, like a biggest, best accomplishment in your eyes, whether it be a personal one or a team one? Do you have one that you keep looking back on?
I think my biggest accomplishment as my team and myself, I think I can speak for them too, is just the family that we've gotten to grow into every year. I think that is the thing that I remember more than anything, even though I have won these incredible titles and I've made such incredible memories. I think that knowing that I have a team full of people that will always have my back no matter what, even when I do exit this program, is something that is going to stick with me for forever.
How are you able to keep in contact with your teammates, or are you able to very much these days?
Well, we have been able to, text and Snapchat and social media has been great for that, and we've organized a couple Zoom calls and group FaceTimes so that we can not lose touch. And I think that we've really bonded almost more during this process because we are trying to make up for our lost time and we miss each other and we're used to being the only people we see all of the time. So I think that this has actually helped us bond even more. We're the only ones that know what we're going through right now. So it's been nice to be able to lean on each other. Social media has been a great way to do that.
That's great to hear. Kirsten Pruitt is a senior at Lindenwood. She's in our senior spotlight here on 101 ESPN. Okay, you're a dance major at Lindenwood, but you're minoring in health and wellness. So just from the perspective of your minor, health and wellness, what do you think of what's going on in our world?
I think that it is incredibly new and scary and crazy to wrap your mind around, but I think that it's very important that we take care of ourselves and we stay home and we keep ourselves healthy physically, but also we keep in mind our mental health and things that we need to do to make sure that we are okay mentally, because that is such a big factor that often gets forgotten about.
Tell you what, having a positive attitude like the one that you have is a good way to do that. That's a beautiful thing. Hey, Kirsten, what do you want to do after school? Randy just mentioned your major, your minors. I mean, what is your goal?
My goal is just to continue my passion for dance. I have always loved getting to teach people dance and getting to coach people through dance, and sharing my love for dance through younger people and getting to see them grow in their love and passion for dance. So that's what I would love to do. I would love to share that with anybody that I can.
Well, Kirsten, I have seen all of my co-hosts here, my co-workers dance, and it's brutal. Like all of us, we're really... None of us are any good. Are we at the point of our lives where we should, if we're not good, we should just not try?
No, never. It's never too late to try.
Can you give us a tip? Just is it as simple as moving to the rhythm?
It can be. It absolutely can be. It's just finding it in your body and finding it in your heart and having fun with it.
Okay, well, what if you don't have rhythm? Then what?
We can work on that. We can work with that.
I don't know if we can. I was hoping, well, I mean, I appreciate the optimism, but I don't know.
So, Kirsten, recapping your 4 years at Lindenwood, and I'm a Lindenwood grad, so I'm a fan. What did you think of your experience there?
I have nothing but great things to say. I've made so many incredible memories and friends and have learned so much, and I'm just very thankful to Lindenwood for all of the opportunities that I've gotten to have.
Well, thanks so much for taking some time with us. Congratulations on those 4 years. Wish you could have gotten a fourth championship, but we're proud to be able to shine that senior spotlight on you.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.